Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Asante Samuel Sr. Yes, the father and former Patriot corner of current Steelers corner, Asante Samuel Jr., who's not going to let his son playing for the Steelers get in the way of him giving hot takes on his podcast, which I appreciate. And he's saying that DK Metcalf is a big part of the problem. And you know what? He's right. And I get it. Oh, he gets double teamed and bracketed. True. That is a fact. We see the stats. We see the video. We see all that stuff. He's also the fourth highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. There are only three wide receivers in football who have bigger contracts than DK Metcalf. He got $131.9 million from the Steelers. He's making $33 million a year. Here are the three wide receivers who are making more. Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. He's making more money than Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's making more money, literally, than all but three wide receivers in the NFL. We don't make excuses anymore for TJ Watt. Have you noticed that? Before TJ Watt got this new deal, I think fans and media were more inclined to say, well, look at how much he's chipped. Look at how much he's double-teamed. Look at the way teams run away from TJ Watt. Look at how quickly these quarterbacks get rid of the ball because they're intimidated by TJ Watt. All true. This year, there's not as much sympathy. This year, when TJ Watt gets shut down by a backup offensive tackle, Donnie tweets out a picture of TJ Watt on a milk carton. Did you make that yourself or did you find that somewhere on the internet? It was your own Photoshop skills?
That was a, that was like a chat. GPT or Grok or whatever. I don't think I use Grok. I might have used something else.
Okay, well, it looked good. And we do that when TJ Watt doesn't go off, as we should. As people much younger than me like to say, why don't we keep the same energy for DK Metcalf? Well, he's not great at high-pointing the football. Okay, well then don't give him $33 million a year. Don't give him a $132 million contract. And don't make him the fourth highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. If the fourth highest paid quarterback was struggling, wasn't being good, I don't think that the NFL media world would come to his defense and say, well, his wide receivers are hurt, or his offensive line blows, or his offensive coordinator is clueless. Anyone in sports or in life, when you're making so much money, I think you reach a point where the excuses run out. And if DK Metcalf were on a contract right now that was paying him, I don't know, $20 million a year, I think everything about bracketing and why and quarterback play and double team agree with. But when you start making this much money, when a team gives you $80 million guaranteed, $80 million, and you can have two catches or three catches for 32 yards, and you're still going to see $80 million, That's not good enough. And people like Asante Samuel Sr., who lined up against wide receivers and also has a son who plays that position on the team, should be calling you out. I think that DK Metcalf has largely been someone that has avoided criticism and has skated on things because that we've had bigger fish to fry, per se. Mike Tomlin, and we'll go after the quarterbacks and go after everyone who makes up a $170 million defense. I think he's kind of gotten off scot-free here. We've now gone, what is it? Is it five games or six games? Five in a row where he hasn't gotten 50 yards? I don't know, man. We're not talking about Kelvin Johnson double teams where there are two corners who are literally lined up across from the guy at the wide receiver position. He does have time to make plays against a quarterback, and even Tony Romo came out during that game Sunday and criticized Metcalf for his release off the line of scrimmage. And oh, what do you know? Aaron Rodgers at his media session yesterday made a point of wide receivers getting open off the line of scrimmage. I'm getting a sense that there might be a little bit of buyer's remorse with DK Metcalf. Is he a good receiver? Certainly. Can he take the ball to the house like we saw in Minnesota? Absolutely. He is a physical specimen. He is a great weapon. He's not the fourth best wide receiver in the NFL, and that's what he's getting paid to be. And it's another example of the Steelers reaching at a position, wide receiver, because they've had problems there, and giving up too much and paying the guy too much. But, you know, I open up the phone lines on DK Metcalf. I'm sure people won't want to agree or disagree with me. There'll be ambivalence. Mike Tomlin, I say his word, 15 people at one time try to tooth and claw and fight their way to the one empty phone line we have. I think it's absolutely a legitimate, I don't know if I'd say he's the problem like Asante Samuel said. And yeah, it doesn't help when you don't have another legitimate threat at wide receiver. But Antonio Brown didn't need help. Oh, but he's one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Yes, he is. You're paying DK Metcalf to be one of those guys. He didn't get wide receiver two money. He didn't get wide receiver one money. He got elite all-pro wide receiver money, man. He got money to produce like he is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Did Larry Fitzgerald always have a good quarterback? No. Did he always have a great wide receiver too? Sometimes he did, like Anquan Boldin, not his entire career. Look at his stats year to year. And I've got people that come on our station now routinely and say, hey, George Pickens is just straight up better than DK Metcalf. Nobody wants to disagree with that anymore. You gave him $132 million, 80 of which was guaranteed. If we're going to call out TJ Watt, which we do, we should probably say the same thing about Metcalf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.